Yeah, yo.
Yeah.
This is 86.
This is Boss Player.
OlaClubs.com Radio, yo,
yeah,
we're back.
Yeah, we back, son.
I know y'all missed us for a few.
You know what I'm saying? But we back in effect. Listen, man. OlaClubs.com, don't forget, y'all, we here. You know what I'm saying? It's been a minute. You know, a lot of shit going on.
Yo, we gonna be bringing y'all some exciting new stuff in the upcoming weeks.
Absolutely.
Yo, tell them some of the stuff we're gonna be having.
Shit, we gonna be bringing in guests, man. Look out for the newest, hottest artists, entertainers. You know what I mean?
And we gonna hit you. Yo, another thing we're gonna be doing too, yo. We're gonna be having you guys. You can call us at 203-554-6708. If you might want to perform, if you think you got what it takes, you can come on in the studio.
No doubt.
And give us what you got.
Exactly.
But if your shit ain't right, tell them how we gonna act.
We already told you. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna get dealt with. We gonna put it out there. It ain't no secret, man. We ain't got no friends out here. Born alone,
that's right,
alone, nigga.
So if you don't we not sugarcoating nothing.
Hell no. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, well, listen, man. A lot of shit going on in the game, man. Niggas smacking up niggas' kids. Tony Yayo smacking up. What's my man name, son?
Yo, you heard that new shit with Usher, though? Usher might be becoming a father, yo.
Absolutely. Have a baby, nigga. You got all that fucking cake.
I thought he was a faggot.
Can't take it with you. He is a faggot. He's just having a kid.
Oh, so that don't change nothing.
Nah, son.
But you know, he has a fiance, as you all know, Tamika Foster, and she's reportedly pregnant. It might be her ex-husband's baby, for all I know.
Well, one thing I like about him is that he, you know, he's still keeping the hood, getting him around the way, looking sister. Cause she look around the way. She don't look like, you know what I'm saying?
Like she been around the way.
Yeah.
And yeah. Then what I want to know is, when a motherfucker be pregnant and it be new, how the fuck do somebody else know? Where's this information coming from?
You know these niggas repeat. They release all that shit to the press, man. They need all that fucking publicity, man. Whatever's new going on, people want to know. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I really want to talk about, sir?
What's that?
What I want to talk about is that Tony Ayo shit, because there's a lot been happening about that outside of the incident, man. You know,
what?
I'm sure y'all heard Tony Ayo from G-Unit got into it with, what's my man name from Czar Entertainment? What's his name?
I'm not sure his name.
Dude name is,
And roll on, don't be putting me on the spot like that either, kid.
Look, I ain't putting you on the spot because I don't know his fucking name either.
Right, so you threw it off on your boy.
Jimmy Henchman.
Okay.
He's Game's manager. And there's, as y'all know, there's been an ongoing beef with G-Unit and Game. You know what I'm saying? So what happened was they saw Jimmy Iovine's 14-year-old son walking, allegedly. And allegedly Tony Yayo stopped him and smacked him up. And since then, the wild shit has been Jimmy Henchman, you know, who's a gangster from way back, you know what I'm saying, from what I heard, you know, he put it down in Rikers Island. He was a real hood nigga. You know, he ain't take it there. He took it, you know, they call the cops. Tony Yayo's been arrested. You know, they doing it the white people way because I guess they got money now, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, they want a piece of the pie.
But what's good, what's wild about that shit is that his baby mother or his wife has been on a campaign to try to, you know, bring attention to it and actually get Tony Yayo dropped from the label. You know, I feel like, listen, I'm from the hood. Older niggas gonna smack me up. You know what I mean? Motherfucker spit in my face one time. I had to get my brothers to come fuck his ass up. But this is when I was a little kid. All that about getting him dropped from the label, I think it's bullshit. You know what I mean? His son.
Yeah.
And you know what about this Jimmy Henchman? You in a dirty ass business, man. It's like what Malcolm said. When you put violence out there, the shit can come back to you. If you stand next to a nigga that's grimy, I mean, Game talk about him being the grimiest, killiest nigga on the planet. Just like 50 talk about the same shit. With that comes a certain level of motherfucking shit that can come back to you. And you got seeds. So I think to some degree the blame has to be laid not just on Yayo but on Jimmy Henchman. this is the business that you're in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
What the fuck?
A 14-year-old kid.
Yo, I'm telling you, this is hood shit here. That's hood shit. I done lived it, man. I'm not talking about some shit I ain't lived. Older niggas, man, I done mouthed off to them niggas. Older niggas done came at me with the heat, ready to fight. And I had to fight them niggas. Then I went and got my brothers and shit, man. Yeah, turn that shit down a little bit. But I mean, you know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is I ain't gonna spend too much time on it, but what I'm saying is that for them to be trying to take it there and take it out, you know, trying to get them dropped from the label.
There's a lot of
hypocrisy with that.
There's a lot of people protesting what happened too.
On the street,
and they want a public apology.
Listen, when you get the police involved, first of all, they ain't gonna get that apology because the police are involved.
Right, and that's gonna prove your
guilt. Of guilt, you know what I'm saying? So not only is he faced with that, but I think this cat is on parole and all that. You know what I mean? So he ain't not trying to admit nothing. I think he pled not guilty. But what I'm saying is that it's hypocrisy on the part of Jimmy Henchman to think that you're gonna be in a business where y'all talking about where you're ruining other kids. Fuck. His only 14-year-old kid, the shit Game is talking about, the shit 50's talking about, is motivating these other little young 14-year-old niggas
to
get out here and rob, steal, kill. Come on, man. This is not a fucking game. What y'all doing? Hey, there's a lot wrong with hip-hop, and that's just one of the things that's wrong with hip-hop, son. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers is thinking that they can put out all this music without anything coming back to them.
That's true.
I love that gangsta shit, too. Live
by the sword.
You gotta lay on it, man. You know?
Word.
Fuck.
Yo,
man.
Reverend Al Sharpton even had a quote. He said, "There is no civilized society that can stand by while its children are being beaten. We cannot have a community where there are no standards, where there are no boundaries."
Absolutely.
All right, that sounds good on paper, but I think a lot of these reverends,
they just nigga, man.
Right. They jump into everyone's struggle.
Yeah,
are they
man.
Really caring about the struggle, or are they just trying to
line
their pockets?
Whenever something happens, they jump into the struggle.
Right.
What about the daily, man? I'm sure Reverend Al Sharpton, I have a lot of respect for that dude, man. You know, just because he's always there. You know what I'm saying? Whenever something pops off. But at the same time, he's always there when something pops off.
I would prefer Reverend Al Sharpton talk about bringing the troops back from Iraq.
I mean, I think that...
To jump into every hip-hop...
I think
discussion.
That, you know, they get a lot of publicity out of this shit, you know what I'm saying? And I would hope that Jimmy Henchman is not using this situation to keep his name, his business in the papers, Czar Entertainment. I know y'all getting money and all that shit, but I hope that's not what this is about. You know, some I ain't saying that it's directly a publicity stunt, but it seems like they're milking the issue. Listen, man, smacked your son around. Come on, man. You from the fucking hood. You done did time.
Yeah, handle that. Handle that.
Rikers Island. I mean, I'm not even suggesting that, but accept it for what it is, man. You
handle
put out
that.
A lot of ill shit. And for you to get Al Sharpton is a fuck. That's some hypocritic shit, man. That's, I ain't even saying a word about it, but that's some real hypocritical shit, man.
Word.
So, come on, man. Don't use Al for that bullshit. Niggas is dying. People are dying in Iraq. Motherfuckers is dying in the hood. Your son, who is rich, got slapped up. Don't forget where you came from, brother. That's all I'm saying. I respect your struggle. I respect how you got where you got. But you're forgetting what made you who you are and what you're using to get you further. You know what I'm saying?
True. Yo, you're making some good points on this subject. By me looking at you, it looks like it's bothering you and you really needed to get that off your chest.
Well, I mean...
But I feel you on that.
You know,
because
I got a daughter, man, and I see all these young kids in the way they respond to the music, man. Because it speaks to them, it speaks their language and all that kind of shit.
The music speaks louder than their parents.
Exactly. You're right and exact on that. But at the same time, you get these cats out here that's making millions of dollars. You know, whenever something pop off, they getting out Sharpton and come on, man, that's some bullshit, man. That's some bullshit right there. Y'all address the real shit that's going on. It's bigger than Jimmy Iovine's son. It's bigger than hip-hop. It's really what's happening with these young kids out here, man. And somebody's got to speak towards that, too. We can have the gangster shit because, hey, that's art. But kids is being, you know, really influenced by that, man. There's no balance.
see, I look at it this way, right? I don't even know if the kids are really 100% being influenced by it, because the kids see a lot of violent movies as well.
I ain't saying it's the number one. I'm just talking about the terms of hip-hop.
Okay, okay. I'm just saying, because a lot of times people always say it's only the hip-hop that's making these kids do some of the things that they do. But if you think of a movie has video and audio.
So no doubt.
They
can
get the real deal on how to do something or why it looks like
but
it's tough.
When you see
tough.
Somebody that looks like you, I can see motherfucking Rambo, who's a white man, you know, his experience is not the same thing as seeing a 50 Cent up there doing that type of shit. Or, you know, their hip-hop is painting a picture too, man. They're talking about shit. The idea of being a great hip-hop artist right now is to
bust your
really
gun.
Make niggas relate. You know, they really trying to get off. You know, they speak, when you speak the language, those are the ones that really excel in the game right now. The realest.
And what the kids need to understand is a lot of these lyrics you hear, they sound tough, they sound gangster.
Yeah,
but
man.
A lot of these dudes are saying that they're not even doing that stuff.
Yeah.
Then you go out there, run out there and do it.
Yeah.
And see, and then repercussions fall upon you.
No doubt.
And then they blame the artist. And it ain't, you know. It's one thing about saying I'll shoot you, it's a whole other thing to shoot somebody.
They got a picture. Ew, look at little Kim. What the fuck?
Little Kim is one
really
step from being finished.
You is finished. Look at that picture, man. I'm looking at on MediaTakeout.com. This bitch is crazy.
Yo, we gotta post that picture on the site.
Oh yeah, she look crazy, yo.
Check out our site tomorrow morning.
And
you tomorrow
will see
afternoon.
What we talking about. Look,
everything that we talk about will be on the site.
What are you doing? Is that a nipple shot too? I think a little bit of nipple hanging out right there, son.
Man, little
picture,
Kim
see?
Is finished. I don't know why.
Would you still hit her?
She could get it.
Yeah, he's still knocking down. So I'm
she
saying,
can get it because she's little Kim.
But Kim, stop with the fucking surgery and all that white girl shit. Listen, man, that ain't even white girl shit, because really what's happening is the natural look. I mean, come on, Lil' Kim. Damn, baby, you used to be my favorite. When you put out hardcore and your pussy all flat.
Wait
like
till you
a
guys
goddamn
see this photo.
Damn, Kim, what the fuck are you doing? You look like...
That's one thing about hip-hop, too. They in need of a hip-hop female so bad that it's ridiculous.
Who is the... she look like... Gomez Adams' wife. What the lady name from
Morticia?
Kim, you look crazy. You the
hip-hop a black gown
version of Morticia, bitch. Anyway, there's a lot going on right
what
now,
about,
man.
Flavor, not Flavor. Damn, I said that fucked up. The I Love New York show just recently came to a conclusion too, yo.
Yeah, I saw that.
That
yo.
Cat Tango, he pulled it through.
Look at old Halle Berry with this fucking white boy. She's
nope.
Still blazing, but Halle. Come on. Well, you know she is half white. So go ahead with yourself, Halle Berry. I ain't racist, but
KRS-One once said, black woman, black man, black baby. Mm-hmm. Black woman, white man, black baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
White
yeah,
woman,
yeah.
Black man, black baby. In
it's
other
true.
Words,
it's true.
She might be half this or half that. If that bitch get in trouble with the law, they will show her that she is black.
They got Game up there. I guess his lady had a baby shower or whatever. Game, get on out of here with that bullshit. And he addressed her like with his girl. I mean, you know, hey, man.
That look like that outfit you picked out from Mix when he was going to our
party.
Yeah,
it look like a fucking outfit from, what is he wearing, man?
Yo, that is exactly.
He still got that butterfly on his fucking face. Gangster killing ass nigga wearing a pink or sky blue looking
sweater
like
sweater vest.
What's the sweater vest ass nigga, man? Come on, man, with that bullshit, man. I get tired of hypocrisy, man. I'm saying there is other realities going on in the world of black people besides killing and all that bullshit.
Yo, we jumped off of a topic though. I brought up the I Love New York show. It came,
okay.
I watched it last night.
Yeah, I watched it too.
And damn, it came down to Chance and motherfucking Tango.
Yeah.
And Chance was right when he said Tango looked like a Ninja Turtle. I'd never looked at him like that before.
Damn. Amy Winehouse, this bitch is one of my favorite. You heard of Amy Winehouse, son?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That bitch is hot, yo. She got some hot shit. Tony Starks. What's it? What they call him again now?
Who?
Iron Man. What's his name again?
Damn, see, that's what happens when you motherfuckers stop making records.
And we had too many beers. what's his name? Tony Stark. Ghostface Killah. He on the remix of her shit.
Her name Ghostface.
But the bitch look like she got, they point out her on MediaTakeOut.com looking a mess. Looks like, yeah, they said her name should be Crack House instead of Winehouse. She look crazy. Her hands look like she got dope fiend scars and shit on there.
Look at her fucking footwear.